Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is the CEO, the mentoring lesson. This is where I mentor my aspiring entrepreneurs that are going to be CEOs, my current CEOs, and my ones who've been doing it for 20 years. I like to share with you at the end of every week something I've learned. Maybe I've learned it the hard way. I've just observed it. I watched, obviously, the Floyd Mayweather fight last Saturday night, and I learned some things from it. There's something he said in an interview that I think every CEO should learn. You know, he's talking about, you know, he's obviously worth a gazillion dollars and he's got so many things going on. But they ask him and he goes, like, what's the number one thing? You know, what do you need to be doing? What's next? And he says the ultimate goal, this is his goal. This is what he considers his number one objective. The ultimate goal is to find the next Floyd Mayweather. Think about that. I've been saying that for how long? Your number one job as a CEO is to attract talent. And the ideal talent is if you can duplicate yourself. And we talked about all the great companies that seamlessly transitioned. Okay? We talked about Microsoft, Bill Gates to Steve Ballmer. We talked about Steve Jobs, obviously to Tim Cook. And we, you know, keep going down the line here. The companies that actually were worth billions and now have trillion-dollar valuations. But if you're a CEO, what you need to do is you need to find the next, maybe it's you, but maybe it's all this level of talent you need. I mean, you've got to be a talent scout. And that's what Floyd understands. He understands that his span of being able to entertain people is a limited time span. And he's milked it for everything it's worth. But he understands that the big job now is to find the next one, because nobody's going to know what it looks like better than him. I mean, nobody's going to be able to identify what that talent's going to look like better than him. And I love it. You know, he could say to him, you know, what about this? What about building the buildings you're building? Because he's working on real estate or all these other things. I mean, he's involved in so many things. I think he got $30 million just for somebody to, you know, put something on his boxing trunks. He's definitely figured out how to monetize this whole boxing thing. But in all those things, this is where he's such a smart guy. Because he says, no. The most important thing, the ultimate goal, think about that. For this guy, you're Floyd Mayweather. And your number one goal is to find the next Floyd Mayweather? That's genius. And that's how you business owners, your CEOs, you startup founders, that's how you need to think. See, my business can go so far if I'm leading it. My business can do so much better because there's like seven of me within my company. I'm not saying they're all me, but they're equally talented just in different areas. But they're all like, let's say, world championship fighters. I mean, Floyd doesn't need a duplicate of himself in that he doesn't need, you know, a welterweight champion. He'd take a heavyweight champion who was fantastic as well. He'd take a flyweight champ. Well, maybe not a flyweight. They don't make as much money, and he does love money. But the general idea is it doesn't have to be an absolute duplicate of me, but you have to be able to recruit, attract talent. And if you cannot do that, you will not scale. And I use this all the time when I talk about, Mark Zuckerberg recruiting Sheryl Sandberg. I mean, that was the ultimate snag. He gets her from Google. He's a startup. And he gets her from Google. Oh, by the way, she's worth like $1.8 billion and it worked out okay for her. But I'm telling you, the Facebook that we know today would not be that. She was just so instrumental in that. Why? Because Mark understood, I'm genius. I have a perfect SAT score. But I have not quite figured out how we can actually make money with this unbelievable thing that we've created. I mean, everybody likes it. I keep hearing how good it is. How are we going to make money? How is it going to turn a profit? You know, everybody wants to buy in. We got plenty of investment money, but how are we going to make money? See, at some point, you actually got to make money in a business. And he did it. He got the next Floyd Mayweather. My advice to you today is look, you know, take out a note card, however you do it, and write down, if I had these three key people in my company, what positions would it be? Like if you had to, you were a football coach and you were out recruiting talent, what would be the three positions that would be game changers? Stop just filling holes. Plant some seeds. Some 20-year, you know, somebody who can make you money for the next 20 years. It's funny, I was talking to one of my partners the other day, and I make crazy passive money off of this person, and I literally see him in person probably 6 times a year. I mean, we talk on the phone probably once a week and via texting, and I see the money that comes in his accounts, but he runs one of the divisions of my company. And I asked him, you know, because I just didn't want to take it for granted. And I was like, Charles, would you be kind enough to just give me like 1 year's notice if you're ever going to like stop doing this? Because I think he's in like his early 60s. Looks great though. Fantastic. And he sends me back a text going, no, we already signed up for another 20. He's talking, me and my, you know, he's talking to his wife. He goes, now we thought about going to Florida, but this gig's too good. He said, this gig's too good. I make too much money. He said, I can go to Florida a week every month working with you. This partnership is so lucrative and you give me such flexibility. What did I do? I found another Floyd Mayweather. 13 years ago, I found him. And thankfully, I have a few people of that nature. That's your goal. That's your goal. So take out a note card, however you do it. I'm old school. I like to write things with Sharpies and markers, and I'm going to stare at that note card all day. Who do you need to recruit to change your company, to scale your company, to take it to the next level? You need to find your Floyd Mayweather. All right, Sean Castorina, 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. That is the CEO mentoring edition. We do that every week. People always want to be mentored. People want me to, you know, kind of help them. This is it. I kind of, you know, created this perfect Reese's peanut butter cup where I took mentoring and the CEO of what I go through every week, something that happens in my company where I can share with you something. You know, as I tell you, failure is best heard through a secondhand story and a heck of a lot cheaper. So I share with you maybe a mistake I made, something I would do different, or just something that you should know as a young CEO or as an old CEO. If you hadn't figured it out, you might want to try some of these things that I talk about. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It's brought to you by Get Started Marketing. They're incredible if you're not selling enough of what it is your company offers, whether it's a service or a product. They're incredible. They'll help you. They put together turnkey marketing systems that are affordable. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We'll talk again soon.